This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Gai Puja and Govardhan Puja observed across the country by worshipping the cow and ox. Maa Puja being celebrated by Newa community this evening. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli pledges to forward process to include Newari language in school-level curriculum. Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Dewa said criticisms from opposition parties should be taken seriously to make government function more result-oriented. And Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei warns Israel and U.S. of crushing response for actions against Iran. Now the news in detail. Gai Puja and Govardhan Puja have been observed across the country today by worshipping the cow and the ox on the fourth day of the five-day-long Tihar festival. In the revered tradition dating back to Vedic period, the cow is worshipped as the symbol of goddess Lakshmi on the day of new moon day of Nepali month of Kartik, as per the lunar calendar. The cow is worshipped as mother in Hindu faith. It is believed that the cow would help the person's soul cross the Baitarari River, a mythical river, to heaven after the person's death. The cultural significance of the cow is understood by their status as the national animal, recognized not only for their highly nutritious milk, but also for their important role in agriculture and the ecosystem. Similarly, the ox is also worshipped today as it is a very useful animal and different agricultural works in Nepal. Also today, the people of the Newar community are observing the Maa Puja ritual in the evening. Maa Puja is the worship of the self. Maa Puja is based on the religious belief that the soul or the self is the most important in the world, and that if the soul is satisfied, the gods are also satisfied, and one's life becomes meaningful and prosperous. The Nepal Sambat New Year 1145 is being celebrated across the country today amidst various programs. The people of the Newar community have been celebrating the Nepal Sambat today as New Year Day. The Nepal Sambat is an indigenous calendar of Nepal. The Nepal Sambat or calendar year was initiated by Sankadar Sakwa by reliving dead of people during the rule of King Raghavdev in 880 in Litsubi era. Recognizing the contribution of Sakwa to the country and people, the government announced him a national luminary in 1999. The president and the vice president, the prime minister, as well as various party leaders have issued statements extending best wishes to all those celebrating the Nepal Sambat today. This day is celebrated specially as the New Year and a special festival by the majority Newar population residing in Kathmandu, Lalitpur, Bhaktapur, Banepa, Dhulikhel and Dolakha. Meanwhile, after garlanding the statue of the national luminary Sankadar Sakwa at Sankadar Sakwa Chowk of Madhyapur Timi today, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli announced that the government would forward process to include Nepal Bhasha or Newari language in school-level curriculum. Likewise, speaking at a separate event organized to mark the Nepal Sambat 1145 New Year in Patan this morning, Prime Minister Oli viewed that Nepal Sambat is based on Nepali originality. On the occasion, the Prime Minister stated that the government was committed to protecting languages, cultures and civilization of the country. Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Dewa says the government led by Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli is working effectively. Leader Dewa made the remark during a program organized by Nepali Congress District Working Committee, Bhaktapur, to exchange festival greetings today. He claimed that the government's performance in the last 100 days was positive. Leader Dewa viewed that criticisms from opposition parties should be taken seriously to make government function more result-oriented. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiyan, mutton khana 200 rupiyan. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tei line majale chalaune.
स्टार 14-15 हैस डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now onto some international news updates. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has warned Israel and the United States of a crushing response for actions against Iran and its allies. According to Al Jazeera, Leader Khamenei's remark came on Saturday while addressing students ahead of the anniversary of the 1979 takeover of the U.S. Embassy in Tehran by hardline students. The Supreme Leader did not elaborate on the timing of any attack or the scope. He had previously stated that Israel's attack should not be exaggerated nor downplayed after the Israeli military launched strikes last week on military bases in Iran. Game Bait Notes has emerged victorious in the race to succeed Leader Rishi Sunak as Conservative Party leader. According to the BBC, the new Conservative Party leader described being appointed leader as an enormous honor and pleased to hold the Labour government to account. Bednos defeated Robert Jenrick in the election among Tory members, hinting in her victory speech as a possible key role for him. Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez orders 5,000 more troops and 5,000 police officers and civil guards to the Valencia region after catastrophic flooding. The BBC cited the Spanish Prime Minister as saying 4,800 rescues have already been made, but that was not enough, as many people still feel trapped. The Prime Minister's remark came as local authorities faced criticism over the speed of the response and lack of warnings in advance of recent heavy rain. More than 200 people are confirmed dead, with the toll expected to rise further as recovery efforts continue. Weather warnings are in force in northeastern and southern Spain, with another issued in the Balearic Island. Now a sports update. Nepal lost to Sri Lanka by 40 runs in the quarter-final of the Hong Kong Cricket Sixes tournament held today. Nepal was limited to 83 runs while chasing the target of 123 runs posted by Sri Lanka. Nepal lost all 6 wickets in the 5th over. Earlier this morning, Nepal had defeated Australia by 11 runs in the group stage match of the tournament. Nepal posted a total of 111 runs in the scheduled 6 overs at the loss of 2 wickets. Nepal restricted Australia to 100 runs, taking 5 wickets. Nepal had also defeated England by 6 wickets in the first match of the group stage held yesterday. Nepal will now face the UAE tomorrow under the played semi-final of the tournament. This is the first appearance of Nepal in the Hong Kong Cricket Sixes tournament. Now the general forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of Koshi Province, Bagmati Province and Gondaki Province. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous regions of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Gai Puja and Govardhan Puja observed across the country by worshipping the cow and ox. Maa Puja being celebrated by Newar community this evening. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli pledges to forward process to include Newari language in school level curriculum. Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Dewa says criticisms from opposition parties should be taken seriously to make government function more result oriented. And Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei warns Israel and U.S. of crushing response for actions against Iran. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.